If you guys have been enjoying and having a lovely day, this is Kate.
And I'm Elliot.
And you're listening to
Soapy Serenades.
And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, hope everyone has a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
This is The Sounds. My name is Sachin. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Got a great show today. I think one of my best, to be honest. And I don't know. Not much to say now, but, you know, check out On the Bound by Fiona Apple.
My life is on. good. I don't know what I'm doing, don't know should I change my mind. I can't decide, there's too many variations to consider. No thing I do, don't do no thing but bring me more to do. It's true, I do imbue my blue unto myself, I make it bitter. Baby, lay your head on my lap one more time.
That was On the Bound by Fiona Apple. All right, why don't we step it up a little bit? Let's go straight into the song. This is Burning Hell, written by, I think, John Lee Hooker. But here, we're doing the Tom Jones version.
I'm going down to the church house, get down on my bended knee. Deacon Jones, pray for me. Deacon Jones, please pray for me. Maybe there ain't no hell, maybe there ain't no hell, maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. No! I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. No! Hey! When I die, where will I go? Somebody tell me. Will somebody tell me? Somebody please tell me. Where will I go? Maybe there ain't no heaven. Maybe there ain't no hell. No hell. No burning hell.
That was Burning Hell by Tom Jones. I think today I'm doing something a little different. I think I'll clue you in. I've decided that in recent weeks I've gone a little bit too heavy on songs from certain decades, 1960s, 1970s. And so I've opted to play no songs from those decades today. So it'll be very interesting. I have a PSA from the very, very important people at the Ad Council. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thing is, it's important, because if you don't know 911, you're in a lot of trouble. Not sure how many people in the United States are unfamiliar with that. This next song is by Ralph Molina, Songs Ohio. This is John Henry, Split My Heart, from 2003.
Thank you. stood on the 66 highway.
you got the right number. Is it me you wanna talk to tonight? Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of food. You left me all alone, but crying. Your goodbye was even colder. Didn't bother you, I was crying. Now you wanna break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be running out of food. You got back to my name in your little black book. Tell you what, I guess you forgot how I even look. Yes, you did. So go ahead with all your sweet talking. Go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime for the talking. Then I'm gonna hang right up on you. Cause this time you're not getting through to me. I guess you must be running out of fools. Even fools like me.
That was Nico Case, Running Out of Fools. I think that was originally an Aretha Franklin song, or maybe first done by Aretha, but in the 60s. But I like this version a little bit better. And I do have a rule today against playing songs from that decade. So that's how it is. So these last two songs have been from the 2000s, 2002, 2003. The song before Running Out of Fools was John Henry Split My Heart by Songs Ohio. So I guess it's time to venture into the 90s a little bit. But I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not, today there's no, you know, Nirvana, for example, is not in the cards. I'm going to be going, you know, I'm not sure what that was. You may not have heard that through the microphone. Maybe some car was honking outside. Anyway, this is She Steers by Lightning by Richard Thompson. Lost my train of thought. I'll just play the song.
Ah,
That was Mandinka by Sinead O'Connor. I like that song. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely not the classic kind of thing that I would play on this. But I think it's good. It's a little bit poppy, but you know, I'm about to make up for that right now. This is a song recorded by Harry James and his orchestra in 1942. I think it was released in 1942 as well. But he didn't really give it much of a name, so this is just called James Session. This is, you know, this is the James Session, you know. There's not other... I'm starting to think it's like a pun on Jam Session. It's instead of Jam Session, it's James. But Harry James and I... I'm buying time. Harry James and I have the same birthday, March 15th. Just, 100 or 97 years apart. I know, right? Fascinating stuff. Here is James Session. That was James Session, Harry James. I've been asked about who the drummer is. I'm not 100% sure, but it does come from this Capitol Vault series, you know, I guess release of, it's probably as a box set for Harry James and Gene Krupa's music. I thought it was just, you know, they put those two together. It might just be their collaboration, so perhaps it is Harry J by Gene Krupa on drums. Anyway, I think actually we're going to stay in that same area. Same, not jazz, but that same energy level. This is Comanche by Link Wray. That was $9.99 by Keith Richards and Expensive Winos. I like to spend one song toward the end of a show and have a nice, slow, acoustic, beautiful one play. Today, that is Paper Airplane by Alison Krauss and Union Station. It's a great song. And afterward, we're going to kick it back up into top gear, but just going to ease you before that happens.
I've put it all behind me, nothing left to do or doubt. Some may say, but every silver lining always seems to have a cloud that comes my way. Anticipated pleasure or unexpected pain, no choice I fear. And love is hard to measure, hidden in the rain. Why you find me here all alone and still wondering why, waiting inside for the cold to get colder, and here where it's clear that I've wasted my time, hoping to fly, 'cause it's almost over.
That was Paper Airplane by Alison Krauss and Union Station. We're going to kick it now back up into some of the more high-octane stuff, but we'll ease down after that. So this is Love by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
That was Love by Smashing Pumpkins. At this point, I'm just going to run through everything I played today. I started off with I Wonder If I Care As Much by the Everly Brothers. Then I played On the Bound by Fiona Apple, Tom Jones' version of Burning Hell, Ralph Molina's John Henry Split My Heart, Running Out of Fools, sung by Nico Case, She Steers by Lightning by Richard Thompson, Mandinka by Sinead O'Connor, James Session by Harry James and his orchestra, and there were some questions about who the drummer may be. Some suggested Gene Krupa, but who knows, you know. It may well be Sam Lazara, who is a great drummer in New York, who knows, has a very similar style. And then I played Comanche by Link Wray, $9.99 by Keith Richards and Expensive Winos, Paper Airplane by Alison Krauss, Love by Smashing Pumpkins, and now I will leave you with Broken Hearted Melody by Sarah Vaughan. This is WMFO Medford. My name is Sachin. Signing off.
Balancing a dozen eggs. Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world, forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org. Hello, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, and we are starting the Chris Earle Show. I am here with my cousins, Joel and Jared. Welcome to the show. We are doing all soul classics today, so we've got some soul music. We've got some R&B music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Hope you enjoy it. Let's start the show. We will be on in a few